As we prepare to conclude, I wanted to make sure that you're all aware that the recall of District Attorney Tom Waller, not Mr. Stein, of course, we like what he's doing, but we do not like what Mr. Orloff has been doing, and we demanded that he retire, he resign, or he face recall. As we stated last week, that form has finally been accepted, received, signed, and sealed, and delivered. 25,000 signatures of registered voters who would like a recall of the district attorney that refused to send an arrest warrant out for Johannes Mesley for the videotaped murder and execution of Brother Oscar Grant III. And so, in today's paper, at least on the online version, you may be able to get it. I didn't get the physical paper. This is from Inside Bay Area. That's the ANG newspaper group. Nope, you have to publish your intent. That intention was published as of yesterday morning at about 9 o'clock a.m. Sent a notice of intention to recall for the office of district attorney. Request an election be called to elect a successor as district attorney. This letter is initiating a recall action against you. This action is based on your failure to effectively address our concerns regarding the murder of Mr. Oscar Grant. The following outlines this action taken against you. Number one, delayed action of your office to bring BART officer Johannes Mesley to justice for the murder of Oscar Grant III. Your inaction may have contributed to community chaos which erupted on January the 7th, 2009, causing destruction of property at a cost of thousands to the city. Number two, your reluctance to work with community, religious, and elected leadership to bring calm to the city. Number three, your failure to bring immediate charges against Johannes Mesley and any other BART officers involved in the homicide of Oscar Grant shows predilection for law enforcement officers accused of committing crimes. Meanwhile, people of color are routinely prosecuted at the fullest extent of the law. This document in action is sponsored and supported by the following Alameda County residents and registered voters: Beatrice X. Davis, Gary Upshaw, Gordon Humphrey, Jennifer Brown, Judy Bias, Keith Muhammad, Lilia Mbaka, Michelle Muhammad, Ronald East, and Zachary Carey are 10 of the 20 names, because they actually reserved the right to send mail back to anybody on the list. But they didn't know we all knew each other. So they sent the letter to Reverend Carey. We got it right away. And so the recall is on. So Monday morning, we will deliver a copy, or two copies, which is the law, of, in essence, camera-ready petition forms, along with proof of publication that the filing has gone through. District Attorney Orloff has responded. He responded by saying that I oppose this recall, and I don't have the text in front of me, but let me tell you who signed the five groups as supporters for Mr. Orloff. And we need to know this because it doesn't make sense. Except that we saw AB 312, and we know that every law enforcement union in the state of California opposed civilian oversight at BART in unity from every other part of the state. In the case of AB 312, it was the statewide police chiefs union. It was the California Highway Patrol. It was the LA Sheriff Department. It was the Peace Officers Association for the state of California. And I don't know why, but it included Riverside PD Union. And Mr. Amiano told me that those numbers, or those representative lobbyists, represent every law enforcement officer in the state against oversight for BART. Now, in this case, this recall of Mr. Orloff, he got a list of supporters, of those that would support him. And they included every police chief in Alameda County, They included the police chiefs union of the state. They included, I believe, the sheriff of Alameda County, but the last two were again. Now we got to go kick some folks that we know. The last two supporters were the NAACP of Oakland and the NAACP of Haiti.
No.
So now, we were with Mr. Jealous when he was in town, the national president of the NAACP, Bobby, and the state president, Alice Huffman, said that the Oakland NAACP president, Brother George Holland, knew more about this case than anybody in the room. You remember that? Well, he must be in the hip pocket of Mr. Orloff, because it makes no sense.
That's right.
It makes no sense at all. So if you're a member of the NAACP, call George Holland. Where's my phone?
Mr. Muhammad, while
yes,
you were in Sacramento, did you know that the
George Holland came to trial?
The day we had come to trial, George Holland came, and he was sitting there.
He got escorted, and he was sitting right next to the president there.
Really? How did that happen?
Uncle George.
Yeah. Uncle George. He's our brother. So call him.
Chicken George.
I don't know if it was on purpose, but that first call is where he was sitting. And then they told him that he couldn't sit there. And they took him over to the side. So I don't know if that was... I mean, they knew he couldn't sit there anyway. I don't know why he was sitting there in the first place.
We're not going to let the brother off the hook. Anybody here remember the NAACP?
I know George Allen.
Here we are. You should be. We're going to join.
That's right.
Okay. I think that maybe Reverend Buford should be a local president. Because right. We know what we're doing. George Holland Attorney at yahoo.com. George Holland Attorney at yahoo.com. Say it again. George Holland Attorney at yahoo.com. Inquire. He's a public figure.
And that's this is H-O-L-L-A-N-D.
Yes. That's G-E-O-R-G-E-H-O-L-L-A-N-D. Attorney. A-T-T-O-R-N-E-Y. At yahoo.com. Let them know we're coming to talk to them. Now, I think he was here on February 18th when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan addressed the community about this horrific incident. So, surely he's accessible. So, as we are making our way as we close toward Caravan for Justice 4, our goal is to double the numbers of the previous effort on each occasion. We want to thank all of those that traveled, and we want to thank Assemblyman Sandra Swanson, who stopped the assembly meeting to acknowledge that there were activists there from his area, Oakland and San Francisco, pointed us out and made the entire assembly recognize that there's somebody coming from the Bay Area that's disturbed about the way business has been done. So we want to appreciate Assemblyman Swanson for his part to this point. And of course, he's our brother, so we can push it with love toward our goals politically in this area. And he seems to want us to help him. And so we don't mind helping him find out how to make the demand for justice for our people in a stronger way. So Caravan for Justice 4 is already being targeted for June the 30th. Why June the 30th? On that day, the state of California will review its death penalty policy, which we met many of these activists on the execution of Stan Tookie Williams, a redeemed man who had much greater value to the community living than it served the state to murder him. The state saw in this young man a peace activist who found a new life while incarcerated, and his books became so powerful for young people that he was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize 5 times, yet Governor Schwarzenegger could not see fit in his heart to stay the execution stand Tookie Williams. He had a Pontius Pilate moment. Jesus did not have to be executed. But there was a government official there who made the wrong decision. Stan Tookie Williams did not need to be executed. He was executed to satisfy the far right activism that says get tougher on crime. The young man has spent, I believe, was it 30 years? Incarcerated. And in those 30 years, he became the most peaceful human being at San Quentin State Penitentiary, to the point that he was visited, and I was present, by Sister Winnie Mandela. He was visited by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He's been visited while he was there by many great and notable human beings, all who left from his presence, knowing that the man that we just met, the minister said it this way, he's as far from the founder of the Crips as the far planet Pluto is from the sun, which is 4,600,000,000 miles away. That's how far away he had grown as a human being. And so the name of the movie made in his honor was appropriately titled Redemption. And the question becomes, is the state of California redeemable? This is why we take the Caravan for Justice. And so we want to thank you all. By next Saturday, we will have filed the petition forms. I believe it takes about 2 weeks for them to make the final approval. Once the petition forms are approved, then we will launch both voter registration and petition drive simultaneously, that we might be blessed to replace the district attorney. We told him on January the, whatever the date of that second rally was, the 14th, we got three options. Resign, retire, or face a recall. So we want him to look at his name in the Oakland Tribune or in all the rest of the ANG newspaper group, which heavily covers, I think, all of Alameda County, which we were required to publish it in that format so that the county that elected him will be the county that takes him down. We're required, once the petitions are approved, to secure 15% of the last gubernatorial election by way of signatures. The last gubernatorial election found some a little bit more than 400,000 voters that voted in the election for Mr. Schwarzenegger. That makes our target round about 65,000 signatures. That's less than we were shooting for. So we'll shoot for 100,000. And if they throw out 20,000, where they kept throwing out our signatures in the earlier petition, then we'll come in with whatever is required to say to Mr. Orloff, you must go. In fact, go over Mr. Messenger. Stick with him. Go to Tahoe with him. And then, if when he's locked up, go with him there too. Maybe Mr. Orloff should be a guard at San Quentin, where he can guard Mr. Messenger, since they seem to be such good friends. So, sisters and brothers, yes, ma'am. Caravan 4, June the 30th, that's a Tuesday. And our goal is, I don't have a numerical goal of buses. We were at 40 buses on the last trip. We didn't quite reach the goal, but we certainly want to make sure we not only reach whatever goal we're given, but we exceed it. On this trip, we actually had added two. The Californians Against Three Strikes, who came in from Bakersfield and Fresno, and I believe by Caravan 4 we'll be reaching into Southern California, where most of the Three Strikes advocates, anti-Three Strikes advocates can be found that will be joining us. But what we know, while there's great support in Southern California, that in order to get to Sacramento, the greatest part of the support must come right here from the Bay Area. We're not going to ask our family to take a 9-hour bus ride when we can make a 1-hour drive if we're going a little faster than 55 miles an hour, right? So, sisters and brothers, thank you all for your time and your attention. I'm going to ask Pastor Humphreys has even closed us out with words and prayer. May God bless you all. Please receive our brother, the Reverend Gordon Humphreys.
Amen.